From Spark and Anvil and A-Forge, this is Feed, in Chapter 1 of the A-Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Feed was made of paper, but she wasn't just one sheet. She was a tall, neat stack of index cards. A single silver paperclip held her together. She wasn't an animal. She definitely wasn't a robot. Feed was a papercraft person, built in the same workshop as her friend Sort. Her whole body, from her paper feet to her paper head, was a stack. And every single card was an example for an AI model to learn from. If you looked closely at a card, you'd see two things. One part was a picture, a word, or a number. That was the input. The other part was a tiny label. That was the output, or the right answer. An AI model would study thousands of her cards. It would learn to match the input to the right answer. It wasn't magic. The model didn't actually understand what a cat was. It just got really, really good at spotting cat-like patterns in the pictures. This was a very big deal. A model is what its examples teach it. If the examples were good, the model learned useful patterns. But what if the examples were bad? What if they were missing things or just wrong? Then the model learned all those bad things too. Feed had a favorite saying. She said it all the time. Garbage in, garbage out. Feed got very serious when she talked about her cards. She taught her students five big questions to ask about any stack of training data. First, she said, holding up one paper finger, where did these examples come from? Who collected them? And why? Remember my friend Catch? Her notes are key. Sometimes the way data is collected can hide a problem. Second, who wrote the labels? What rules did they follow? Were they the right people to be deciding the right answer? Third, what's included? Do the examples show all different kinds of things, or just the common ones? What about weird, rare situations? Fourth, Feed's voice grew firm, what's missing? This is the most important question. A model can't learn about something it never sees. If there are no pictures of purple bananas in my stack, the model will never know they exist. And fifth, are the numbers balanced? If I have 10,000 pictures of cats and only 2 pictures of dogs, what do you think the model will be good at spotting? She paused, looking at the students. It will be a cat spotting expert and a dog spotting disaster. And that brings me to my biggest rule, Feed said. She snapped her cards back into a perfect stack. Garbage in, garbage out. You can't fix bad examples with a fancy model. A wobbly foundation makes a wobbly building. She looked at them seriously. And never, ever say the model thinks or understands. It doesn't. It finds patterns. That's all. Be honest about what it's doing.
My cards can be wrong, she told the class. I'm just the stack. I have no way of knowing if a label is a mistake. The humans who made the cards decided what was right. If they made a mistake, the model learns that mistake. She tapped her paperclip heart. That's why you have to be detectives. You have to investigate the training data. The model can't fix what it was never taught. A student once asked her if training data was hard. Feed shook her head, which made her whole stack rustle. It's not about being hard or easy, she said. It's about being careful. It's about looking at the examples, looking at the labels, and most of all, looking at the human choices behind them. She fanned her cards one last time. The model is what the examples taught it. Garbage in, garbage out. She said it gently, and there was something warm underneath the words, a quiet pride in every careful card, and a happy, hopeful feeling that the students now understood. Feed smiled her crisp paper smile. Being careful, she thought, felt good.
The model is what the examples taught it. Garbage in, garbage out. These aren't just cards. They're human choices. What's missing from the examples is just as important as what's there. The model can't tell if its examples are good or bad. That's our job. You'll meet Feed properly in the second story kit, where she gets her own chapter. After that, she'll pop up again and again. You'll see her helping out with picture examples, word examples, and number examples. Later on, her teamwork with Catch from the Data Forge becomes super important. She's a key member of the AI Forge team. Best pal, Sort. Feed's examples are what Sort learns from. They were made together. Closest teammate, Catch from the Data Forge. They have to work together to make sure the data is good. Other friends, Feed is friends with almost everyone at the AI Forge. Her work is important for understanding bias with Skew and thinking about rules with Stake. We wanted Feed to show that AI isn't scary magic. It's something you can understand by looking at the examples it learns from. You don't need to be a super genius to ask good questions about them. That's why Feed always says her job is about being careful, not about being complicated. It's also why she always works with Catch, to show that where the examples come from really matters. Feed's story comes from a few big ideas. The saying, garbage in, garbage out, is a very old and famous rule in computer science. It's a reminder that computers do exactly what you tell them to. The idea that her cards are human choices is also super important for understanding AI today. We wanted to show that AI systems are shaped by the people who build them. And having Feed and Catch be a team is our way of showing that you can't understand an AI without understanding the data it learned from. They're two parts of the same story. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Feed. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.